摩西立完了帐幕，就把帐幕用高木使它神圣，又把其中的器具和坛，并坛上的器具都挪，使它神圣。
Then the leaders of Israel, the heads of the fathers' houses, who were leaders of tribes, and all those who were numbered, made an offering.
当天以色列的众首领，就是各族的族长，都来奉献。他们是各支派的首领，管理那些被属的人。
And they brought an offering before the Lord, 6 covered calves and 12 oxen.And cut for every two of the leaders, and for each one an ox, and they presented them before the tabernacle.
他们将自己的公物送到耶和华面前，就是六两铜子和十二只公牛，每两个首领奉献一两车，每首领奉献一只牛。他们把这些都奉到帐幕前。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying.Accept this from them, that they may be used in doing the work of the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall give them to the Levites, to every man according to his service.
耶和华小玉摩西说，你要收缴这些好做会幕的使用，都要照立位人所办的事交给他们。
Okay, then we'll read verse 10.
我们再读第十节。
Now the leaders.Offer dedication offering for the altar when he was anointed. So the leaders offered their offerings before the Lord.
用高火坛的日子，首领都来行奉献坛的礼，众首领就在坛前献公物。
To the Lord said to Moses, they shall offer their offering one liter a day for dedication of the Lord.
耶和华对摩西说：“众首领为行奉献坛的礼，要每天一个首领来献公物。
And the one who offered, and the one who offered his offering on the first day was Nashon, the son of Manasseh, of the tribe of Judah.
头一日献公物的是犹大支派的亚米拿达的儿子拿顺。
His offering was one solo plus.The weight of which was 130 shekels, and one silver gold of 70 shekels, according to the shekel of the sanctuary. Both of them were 5 long weeks before the oil has been offered.
他的公物是一个银盘子，重130舍克勒，一个银碗，重70舍克勒，都是按圣所的瓶，也都盛满了调油的细面和素剂。
In verse 14, one gold anchor in each shekel, four offerings.
14节，一个金鱼重十色克勒，盛满了香。
Now this chapter is one of the longest chapters.
这一章是最长的章的之一。
Okay, and the same thing repeated 12 times.
同一样的事物重复了十二次。
Each day the same thing on.
每一间中间同样的
exactly repeated for 12 days
完全一样的重复了十二次
Now why the words to take such a detail to cover all those 12 days and since they're offering this is quite interesting for 12 days they offer all these things
为什么圣灵要花这么多的功夫仔细的重复的来讲这些事情，他不这样说，在十二天中他会现这些。
Now because we repeat 12 times, it must be very important to God.
因为在这里重复十二次，告诉我们说，对神而言这是非常重要。
Now with that, it's very important.
对我们来讲是很单调。
That is not a clear purpose.
但是在神那一面，它有真实的目的。
Okay, now when they offer all these things.They will not be strived by the Lord.
当他们献这些事物的时候，并不是神指定要他们这样。
But they are hearts of love.
但是他们的心受感动。
They give for God.
他们是甘心的献上。
For sometimes we want to wait and do the what is prescribed and we offer.
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候呢，我们所行的乃是神所要的，我们才献上。
But there are times when we are so moved by God.We offer loving.
但是也有的时候呢，我们被神如此的感动，我们就在爱中建造。
And so when they offer all these gifts, the Lord the Lord accepts.
所以当他们献上这些礼物的时候，神对摩西说：“你要收下。”
So sometimes you don't have to wait and look at the scribe and law.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不需要等到神来要的时候，我们才献。
But when they true love, they always willingness to offer anything that will satisfy them.
但是若是呢有真实的爱，有一个甘心，我们愿意把在神使他满足的奉献的。
所以，there's love, you don't have to wait until God asks you more.
所以若是有爱的时候，我们就不需要神来要求我们才献。
So when you did not ask, somehow you not receive that blessing.
所以虽然他并没有要，但是我们呢是在爱中献上，这是多好的神。
And so that's the moment we accept.
所以神就对摩西说：“你要多想。”
Now, it's not a small thing for God to accept an offering. It's not a small thing for God to accept something from us.
若是神从我们手中收下一些之物，那岂是小事呢？
So it's a big thing.
那是一件大事。
好比他这是收了，但是
我要和大家分享几件事情。第一是银的器具。
Now, the size of the vessel.
这一个器皿的大小尺寸没有提到，但是却提了它的重量。神，他能够在我们里面真实的建造的时候，神能够得到满足。
It is not the volume that we offer, but it is the quality.
不是我们所献上的量有多少，而是我们献上的值有多少。
So silver speaks of redemption.
银子说到具体。
So what is of redemption is the acceptable to God.
所以从救赎出来的，在神的眼中是可悦纳的。
Because we know the silver must be purified.
我们也知道这个银子必须是炼金。
And also after purity must be shaped to be a vessel, proper vessel.
不仅被炼净了，并且还要制作大成那个合适的器皿。
That's what God is doing for us.
那乃是神在我们每一个人身上所做的。
We are already,
我们都是蒙救赎的。
As far as commitment, 圣徒之间 we need to go through the process.
但是，那个使我们在他面前成为可悦纳的那个过程，我们都要经
历。We need to be purified.
我们都需要被洁净。
We need to be refined.
我们都需要被炼净。
We need to be formed into the proper vessel that is being grown.
我们都需要被制作成为合适的器皿来彰显他的
荣耀。That's what God is looking
for. 这乃是神所寻找的。
We may not all be refined.
我们都被塑造成为被
义务。We may not be called all for the refined.
我们可能都不被。称作是立位的。
But in love, we can all offer something that is acceptable in His eyes.
但是在爱中，我们都可以献上在他眼中可悦纳的。
And that treasure,
神宝贵的。
And so we find this chapter, all these qualities, the same thing mentioned.
所以在这一章圣经里面，我们看见十二天中每一件同样的事情。
Why would we talk about?
为什么要重复？
因为
在神的眼中看是非常的重要。
But sisters, may we all be those vessels.
弟兄姊妹们，但愿我们每一个在他的手中都是那个器皿。
And but sisters, because the vessel is more important than the thing that we offer.
弟兄姊妹们，那一个器皿比我们所献上的事物要更重要。
It's absolute vessel.Is not so much for what we can do, what we can give.
他主要的乃是这个器皿，而不是我们能够为他做什么。
If the vessel is right, the content will be right.
若那个器皿是对的，那里面的内容也就是对的。
但是我们为这差别不会是因为它是虚。
所以弟兄姊妹们，这一章圣经最近的是在深深的感动。
What they offer will not simply describe the scripture.
因为我们所现在的并不是圣经里面有要
啊。What they did not get all was not prescribed by the law of the
Creator. 或者这样说，他们所现在的并不是神告诉摩西要怎么写。
But on their love, pure love of God, God's nature.
乃是从他们里面的纯净上的神的爱，所以神就悦纳
了。And so God is not asking we do too much for him。
所以弟兄姊妹们，神并不是需要我们来为他做许多的事。
He answers our
heart。他乃是要我们的心。
If the heart is right, all the other things are right。
只是我们的心是对的，那么其他的事物都是对的。
If the heart is wrong, none of them is right。
只是我们的心是错的。那么没有一件事是对的。
And so we find in the book of Leviticus and the book of Numbers。
所以我们在利未记和民数记
，all the dealings，
所有的罪孽
，all the purification，
所有的洁净
，all the cleansing，
所有的洗净
，all the things that we need to avoid，
所有的因素我们要逃避的
，is to keep us in a state that we be acceptable to God。
乃是保守我们在一个光景里面，我们能够在他的眼中是可悦纳。
And this acceptableness must be on the constant basis。
而这一个可悦纳的，应该是一不住增长。
Because when we come to 28 chapter of the Numbers，
因为当我们来到民数记28章的时候
，Because they are besides the regular offerings， they are all additional offerings。
在那个。通常所献的祭物中，还有再加上、再加上、再加上献祭。
So the more times we have, the more we have to price the more for that.
就是我们有更多的基督，我们就有更多的基督可以献给神。
And that is what God does.
那个也是神所要的。
So what is this?
所以弟兄姊妹们
，We are created for the purpose of being acceptable to Him.
我们乃是照着神的目的，就是要我们在他眼中可蒙悦纳，来被受造。
And you will not accept anything less.
就是你这个时候，他就不能够接受。
That's why he's dealing with us.
那乃是为什么他要对付我们
？Reduce us.
要把我们降。要减少，
哎，说一定可以，
好像他能够增加，
但是还是可以哦。
好像基督是一切，并且在一切之内。
Christ is all in all。
当基督是一切，就在一切之内。
And we know we're all fully acceptable in His eyes。
那我们才知道，我们在他的眼中是完全可原谅。
Please share your testimony。
让我再和大家分享几处的经文。
My little children, for whom I lay back and work again, until Christ is formed.
我小子啊，我为你们再受生产之苦，只等到基督成形在你们心。
What was the object of Paul's ministry?
使徒保罗他执事的目标是什么呢
？You know, I know some workers.
我知道有一些工人
，the size of the gathering is very important。
他们聚会的那个大小非常重要，也非常的重要。
So to them, the effects of their subsequent advance is measured by the size of the gathering。
所以对他们而言，他们能否是否成功，或者在神的眼中是否可悦纳，来是照着他们聚会大小的。
But that was not Paul's way.
那却不是保罗的道路。
Paul's ministry.
保罗的职事。
Paul offered up himself in the word of God.
保罗在神的工作中将他所献上的。
Is to, as it really is, until Christ can be formed in me.
在这里我们所读到的那一次，只等到基督成形在你的心。
Okay, put it in the way we turn tonight.
用我们今天晚上所交通的方式来说
，Paul has the heart of God.
保罗有神那样的心。
Paul, one was who ministered to that Christ, and they were inaccessible in consciousness.
保罗盼望他所服侍的对象。他们在神的眼中是可悦纳。
But is that the object of our love?
弟兄姊妹们，但这就是我们向着神爱的那个目标。
Let's go to another verse.
让我们再读另一处的经文。
Colossians 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 1. And 29.
我们看到是28、29节。
Paul said, Christ to preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we present every man perfect in Christ Jesus.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人。要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
Paul's ministry always has blood and meaning.
保罗的侍奉总是把神的目的放在眼前。
As we said, I will make everybody present every man perfect in my Jesus.
但是为什么他这样说？要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
By teaching, by warning.
我的教训，我的警戒，
乃
是要使你们在基督耶稣里面成为完全。
Because God's standard, that is God's standard.
那乃是神对着我们每一个人的标准。
We know that God will not make sense.
若是没有这些，那么神就不能够约纳我。
His standard is absolute.
他的标准乃是绝对的。
And then, Second Corinthians
11. 然后我们再看哥林多后书第十一章。Verse 2, 第二节
the last half.
第二节的后半段。
That I present you as a chaste virgin.
要把你们从贞洁的童女献给基督。
Paul's ministry is done by what God wants for himself.
保罗的侍奉乃是被神发令，为自己要得着的那件事物所管制。
Because Christ, because Paul wants to serve in such a way that the truth of his.Later will be acceptable in God's sight.
因为保罗这样侍奉，好使他侍奉的那个果子，在神的眼中是完全可悦纳。
Now that could be applied to all over Gaza.
那个也可以运用在我们各地的聚会。
It could be applied to our individual group.
也可以运用在我们个人的成长。
Why do we grow?
为什么我们要成长？
It's what we accept for me.
乃是要使我们在他的眼中是可悦的。
Why do we love one another?
为什么我们要这样子来聚集？
Because we want our God to be acceptable to me.
因为我们盼望这样的聚集在他眼中是可悦的。
If he cannot accept,
若是他不能够接受，
it's shame to us.
那乃是我们的羞耻。
And what must?
愿主怜悯。
And finally,
最后。
Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章
Verse 27.
第二十七节
If we are all faithful to God,
若是我们向神是忠心的
whether individually or corporate,
无论是个人或者是团体的
whatever we do, we have a desire to satisfy God.
无论我们做什么，我们有一个意愿要满足他的心。
Whatever we do, we will be acceptable in his sight.
无论我们做什么，我们要在他眼中看是可悦的。
And in the end, 到了最后，我们 I is in sanctified of Ephesians verse 27。
我们可以从《以弗所书》第5章27节就看见
，the end of our sacrifice, the end of our work, the end of our love for Him, for each other, is that He may sanctify, is that He may present herself to Himself, He may present us to Himself a glorious church without any such wrinkle or such thing.
我们献上祭物，我们所有的侍奉，我们的工作，乃是在27节说到可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污皱纹的美的病。因为这一切都是归给他，乃是为着他。所以到最后，我们可以将自己献给他。
A corporate bride has totally acceptable.
乃是一个团体的新妇新娘，可以献给他，在他的眼中是可悦的。
So now this is what we organize.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这些乃是。今天晚
上
我想这已经足够了。
This is all right.
若是主许可。
First of all,
星期四的早晨。
We worship at the way that we can be successful.
我们要交通到我们可以蒙他悦纳的那个道路。
Because what he wants, he also provides.
因为他所要求的他一定会预备那个道路，我们为此而感谢神，我们一同祷告。
Father, we thank you for your presence with us.
主啊，为着你与我们同在，我们感谢。
We have to confess.
我们要承认。
Human words are so limited.
人的话语是何等的不合适。
Pray that you would speak beyond human words.
我们求你在人的话语之上你来说话
and speak to the hearts of us.
并且说在我们心的深处
We pray that after this week,
我们求你在这个星期之后
we will come to discover.
我们要发现
that we are all made to be acceptable to you.
我们都被做成能够在你眼中是可悦的。
It will be brilliant to give ourselves totally to you.
我们都甘心乐意的完全把自己献上。
You may accomplish the work.
好像你能够完成你的工作。
In the end, you are part of this answer.
在最后，你的心能够得到满足。
You are all of us.
我们将一切的赞美归于
你。We know the work of which you have begun.
我们知道你已经开始了那赞美。
We know one day you will surely finish.
我们知道有一日你一定要完成的。
And we will do it.
我们将一切的荣耀归给你。奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。